I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's economic success in the future hinges on the ability to adapt, collaborate, and communicate. That applies to workers, the companies that employ them, and the schools that prepare workers to meet Montana's future workforce demands. That's according to the leaders from government, private industry, and education who shared what they see as the big challenges to keep the state's economy healthy yesterday at the University of Montana's Conference on 21st Century Education.
What would you consider the best college degree?
That's Larry Simpkins, CEO of the Montana Companies, the big multinational conglomerate based in Missoula. He says he just spent a week touring some of his company's holdings, its copper mine in Butte, some of its railroads, its shipyard in Vancouver, and he was asked,
"What would you consider the best college degree?" After a week in the field, my gut was welding.
Simpkins says the Washington companies have been working with Montana State University Northern to create welding and other blue-collar training programs.
For selfish reasons, we desperately need mechanics, and we desperately need welders.
And Montana's Commissioner of Labor, Pam Busey, would be really psyched to see more partnerships like the one between the Washington companies and MSU Northern.
In Montana right now, we are poised to engage in some of the best collaboration that certainly I've heard about, but what I'm hearing from both my colleagues at the university system and businesses that I'm talking to. And that's really in the area of apprenticeship or on-the-job training.
The academic on yesterday's panel agreed that Montana's private sector and its public schools can both benefit by working better together, and in white-collar disciplines too. University of Montana math professor Leonid Kalachev says a new graduate program in statistics and applied mathematics is being paid for by private companies who use its students like consultants. The companies get analysis and the students get real-world experience.
The students know exactly when they misunderstand the problem, when they do not communicate right, they immediately will be slapped because the company representatives, they're tough guys. It's real life. It's not kind of everything is tender, political correct. No, if you do not know what you're doing, they will tell you directly in your face.
Kalachev said that higher education needs to find ways to become more agile to adapt to changing workforce demands. And private sector CEO Larry Simpkins said private industry needs to commit to an ongoing dialogue with educators as the economy changes too.
All of our data 3 years ago said that the railroad industry was going to continue to grow. There was all this momentum. Everybody's training classes were full. We were stealing engineers from each other. You know, there was all kinds of things happening. And then it tailed off. And so now, all of a sudden, we've got too many railroad engineers. UP and Burlington Northern both laid off a whole bunch of engineers recently.
Whatever the workforce needs of the future are in Montana, State Commissioner of Labor Pam Busey says there's a challenge beyond figuring out how to prepare people for jobs. It's who's going to fill them. She says the state is facing a labor shortage as tens of thousands of baby boomers here begin to retire. There simply aren't enough kids coming out of Montana high schools to take their jobs, let alone fill new jobs created by economic growth, she says.
And where we are falling down, I think, both at the university level and in the Department of Labor, is we're just not reaching some of those underemployed people or women that are only working part-time. We need to get them working full-time, and we need to get them working at higher skill levels.
The University of Montana's Conference on Preparing a 21st Century Workforce continues today, with an address from U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez later this morning. I'm Eric Whitney.